David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion workplace pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Join me as I take you on the challenge of boosting my self-esteem in just 1 week using these 7 secrets. Having a high self-esteem can completely transform your life. It's like having a superpower that gives you the confidence to take on new challenges, pursue your passions, and live a happier, more fulfilling existence. When you have high self-esteem, you're more resilient to setbacks, you're more likely to take risks, and you're more likely to achieve your goals. On the other hand, low esteem can hold you back from reaching your full potential, making you stuck, uncertain, and unhappy. When it comes to self-esteem, we've all been there, struggling with negative self-talk, feeling like we're not good enough, or comparing ourselves to others. It's a vicious cycle that can be hard to break free from. Societal pressures, social media, and even our own inner critics can make it difficult to maintain a positive self-image. Sometimes we might feel like we're not doing enough or that we're just not good enough. It's like no matter how hard we try, we're always not falling short. These thoughts can be overwhelming, making it hard to shake off feelings of inadequacy and low self-worth. Some of us might have grown up with negative talk, consistently being told that we're not good enough or that we're making mistakes. This can lead to a lifetime of self-doubt and low self-esteem. Others might have experienced trauma or bullying, which can have a profound impact on our self-worth. Whatever the reason, it's essential to realize and recognize that we're not alone in this struggle. Low self-esteem is a common phenomenon that affects people from all walks of life. But here's the good news. It's not too late to change your narrative, to rewrite your story, and to boost your self-esteem. By making a few simple changes to your daily habits, your mindset, and your behaviors, you can start to build your confidence, silence your inner critic, and unlock your true potential. So what are these 7 secrets to boosting your self-esteem? Let's dive in. The first secret is to practice self-compassion. When you're kind to yourself, you start to build a positive image. You learn to forgive yourself, to take care of yourself, and to love yourself, flaws and all. The second secret is to focus on your strengths. Rather than dwelling on your weakness, focus on what you're good at, what you're passionate about, and what makes you unique. The third secret is to make sure you set realistic goals and celebrate your achievements. When you set achievable goals and you celebrate your successes, you start to build confidence and momentum. You start to believe in yourself, your abilities, and your potential. The fourth secret is to surround yourself with positivity. The people you surround yourself with, the books you read, and the media you consume can all impact your self-esteem. Surround yourself with people who uplift you and support you, and avoid those who bring you down. The fifth secret is to take care of your physical health. Exercise, nutrition, and sleep all play a critical role in how we feel about ourselves. When you take care of your physical health, you start to feel more energized, more confident, and more capable. The sixth secret is to practice mindfulness and give in into the present moment. When you focus on the present, you start to let go of the negative thoughts, worries, and fears. You start to live more intentionally, more authentically, and more happily. The seventh and final secret is to refrain from negative talk. Negative self-talk is like a constant critic in your head, telling you that you're not good enough, that you're not making, that you're making mistakes, or you're just not good enough by all means. By reframing these negative thoughts, you start to build a more positive self-image, you start to believe in yourself, and you start to unlock your true potential. All these secrets I want to highlight are one of the most important is the fourth secret, surrounding yourself with positivity. As the most impactful one, when you surround yourself with positivity, you start to see the world in a different light. You start to believe in yourself, believe in your abilities and your potential. You start to feel more confident and more energized and more inspired. So to recap these seven secrets to boosting your self-esteem are practicing self-compassion, focusing on your strengths, setting realistic goals, and celebrating your achievements, and surrounding yourself with positivity, taking care of yourself and your physical health, practicing mindfulness, and refraining from self-negative talk. These secrets have the power to transform your life, to unlock your true potential, and to help you live a happier, more fulfilling existence. I want to hear from you. Which of these secrets resonated with you the most? Let me know in the comments below. And if you're looking for more self-improvement tips and strategies, be sure to check out my other podcasts. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next one.
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion workplace pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.